there and see.
Joe.
Yeah, see, it's the thing.
Thank you for being patient.
Yes, thanks for being patient.
Sure.
I got one on the ride, I can't go.
So does Will.
When you're beating on the door, it looks like a lost puppy dog out there.
I apologize that I forgot to ask if there was anybody else that wanted to speak, but as far as public communication, we just ask everybody to post their name up on there, and that way we make sure we don't forget anybody, but please. I'm sorry, I thought you were going to say something. Okay, please, the floor is yours for.
I'm here about doing the right thing, not being politically correct. I brought 6 children into the district that need a good male role model. Get here and sign them up, and we get a charge of $45 for the school year for a general fund when they've only been here a half a year. We're paying for this, and we're told that policy says that you're one day in the school, you pay $45. Well, policy is politically correct, but quite frankly, it sucks. We don't pay. Our policy is we don't pay for something we're not getting. And my job is to be a man and teach these young boys how to become a man. We have this problem, and part of it is to stand up when you have an issue and do it correctly and not be politically correct and take money for things that you don't get. And talking about being politically correct, this is off on another subject. Why would you move the whole school's graduation to accommodate one individual that's having their graduation at a normal time? Why is Madison Plains class not qualified to have a normal graduation? Where this school is, but Madison Plains, they suck hind. They take precedent over what another man does because his job. Let him go do his job. Let him go be there with that graduation. Nobody's saying that he has to be here. There's enough of you people here to step into that role, the graduation of whatever role he would play, or she. But let's do the right thing. You know, let's do the right thing, and I hope it's okay to call you Tim.
Sure.
Tim, you know, please. I would rather, much rather, had a phone call at 11 o'clock Tuesday night instead of 10 o'clock on a Wednesday during the day.
Are you talking about the one call now?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
That was today.
Okay.
That one call was kind of like a turd in a punch bowl when you hear that at Panera Bread. You know? I mean, you get this fear factor. You're there having coffee at Panera Bread, and you get this call that there's a problem at Madison Plains School. And let's do the right thing here. You know, the money's affordable, but it's the principle of the thing. And then to be told that a child will go through 12 years here at Madison Plains and not be able to get their records because they didn't pay for half a year of a general fee back in 2015 when they didn't even know that Madison Plains existed. Where is that correct in your policy? You know, some policies need reevaluated. You know, and this may be a one. You know, you can talk about all the budgets in the world, but if you don't take care of your pennies, you won't know how to take care of your dollars. And you know, I cannot see where paying for fees back in 2015 is going to benefit these children any whatsoever. You know, and I appreciate your time, and you know, I'm being point blank honest with you. Our policy doesn't allow it either. So I guess we got a policy butting heads here between the schools. school system, what appears to be taking advantage of their Goliath position, and a David here saying, no, we're teaching these young boys and young girls to do the right thing. And if I've got to come here and spend 3 hours here and spend another 45 minutes on a phone call and notes over this fee, and that's just the beginning because we don't know where it's going from here. But I'm coming here doing the right thing, I think, and saying, you know, you got to look at fees and what they're doing to families. You know, and I appreciate your time. And what happens if people cannot pay that fee? You know, if children are receiving reduced price lunches and breakfasts, why is it then that Madison Plains feel that they can extract this pound of flesh, so to speak, or they'll hold up the records? They'll hold up the records, and that's on all these children. And by golly, these children have had enough being kicked to the curb already. And that's the position, and I appreciate your time.
Mr. Meyer, my name's Todd. My name is Treasure. I just wanted to address one concern you had there with students that are able to have a free and reduced lunch fee but expected to pay a general consumables fee. That's not the case. If you're on a free and reduced lunch, you're not expected to pay that fee. You're in fact exempt from that fee. So there isn't an unreasonable expectation that a student is on free and reduced lunch but has to pay a consumables fee also.
How can you really sit there and say that, young man, when you're the treasurer and you're the one that the administrator employee below you told that they talked to you? Why would you make a decision that had to be paid without knowing what's going on? You know, it's always available there that the children are getting what kind of services. If anybody has records to the financial records of the school, I would believe it would be you, sir, and all you got
to
do,
Mr.
is
Meyer, I don't mean to cut you off. I don't want to sound rude. But what Todd's saying, what we're saying is, if any of your children are on a free and reduced program, they don't have to pay those fees.
I understand. I thank you. And I appreciate that. What I'm saying is, you're all paid professionals, and why do I have to come in here and spend my time in aggravation? Because it hasn't been checked on.
Well, here, just to respond to that, then, I was going off the information I was provided. I didn't have your name. I didn't have your children's name. All I had was the information saying that I have a parent who doesn't want to pay the fee because they feel that it's an arbitrary fee, and how should I respond? My response was, refer to the student handbook. It's very clear what the student fee is, what it's for. It's for all students, and if you don't pay the fee, this is the consequence. That was my response, and I think that's the response that was probably relayed to you through, you know, from me through the secretary or the administrator at the building level. I'm not sure. But it didn't go above and beyond what was in the student handbook. Now, if there was a free and reduced lunch concern, I was never made aware of that. But like I said, I wasn't made aware of that or the student in question. So there wasn't any ability to follow up and say, do some research and say, was this student on free and reduced lunch? I didn't know the student.
Five students never knew that there was a student handbook, never received one, sir. Five students never received a handbook.
It's on our website.
It is?
That's where everybody acts.
You got to remember, though, this is a very large district. There is not cable that goes everywhere. And not everybody has the ability to manipulate a computer quickly or accurate or whatever. Some people have cognitive issues and transpose numbers. That should have been issued with the children. I would think at least one with the five.
And we can get that to you if they did not receive it. We'll check and see, and we'll get that to you so you got a copy of it.
Okay, well, if you've got them on hand, that should be part of the greeting package.
Good idea.
You know, we got other information, and we've had what I would say is excellent cooperation and involvement by staff
Did you register your children in the central office?
Yes.
Okay. And I will check on that tomorrow because the registrar falls underneath me, and I'll see if that wasn't given out or if she asked if you needed one. I'll follow up with that, and we'll get you one.
And I would like to respectfully ask that you follow up on the handicap parking. I didn't see any out there in being legal of what legal handicap parking is. Ohio Revised Code and ADA both state what it is, and you know, both times I've come here and I haven't been able to find one close.
Right. We have, to be fair, the minimum percentage of parking spaces that are allocated to handicap that we have to have. And the problem we run into is probably this evening we probably had an event going on, and again, that's policing the parking lot, people parking in the handicap when they may not be handicapped. So that timing is not good for you, and I apologize for that, but we do have the parking spots throughout the parking lot. It's difficult to see them because we don't have all the signage up, especially the parking spots in the back, because they're kind of in the middle. That's so they can be close to the building. But we do have parking spots all around this end of campus and that end. So I apologize that you couldn't find one.
And they're not legal. They're not legal unless they have a fine associated with them. They're supposed to be so high and have a fine associated with them, and they're supposed to be paying on the ground. So anybody that knows anything about the handicap can park there without penalty of violation. So, and I did mention that when I checked in.
Okay.
To the young lady at the door that I will never be able to remember her name. Jenny or some Jennifer.
Jelaine.
Yes.
Jelaine.
Yes. But I appreciate your time and
thank you for coming, and we will.
That's good.
We'll take, first of all, we'll check with our food service supervisor and see if the children are eligible to have those fees waived, and we'll give you a call back and send you a copy of the handbook.
No, you don't have to call. They are getting waived.
Okay.
That's why I didn't understand.
Great.
I'm sorry. They are on free and reduced lunch. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Yeah, yes. That takes care of the issue of the $45.
Yeah. You know. It could have been, I guess, saved then by doing a little checking with whatever was going on. Nobody said that the only way that they could be waived is be on reduced lunch, and I was just told they had to be paid or the records would be held up. That's
your handbook issue. That's what I say. We'll check in to see why you didn't.
I appreciate you staying late. You guys got places to go too.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
And appreciate you. You guys.
Thank you, sir. Sorry to miss you at the beginning.
Hey, that's all right.
And Mr. Meyer, if you have any more issues, you can call myself or Todd directly. We'll be happy to talk.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, before we move to exit, you have anything, Mr. Cooley?
Okay then, nice move. Can we get out of here?
I don't care what you got here.
At 9:50.
Second?
Second. Third.
Who's second?
I did.
Discussion?
Call roll.
9:50. Mr. Hunter?